and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete to 342-6272.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's probably a little bit of a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler, right here in Emporia, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Pete and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Pete Euler, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOE News Time, 8:29. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today, and we're pleased to have with us Kay Lauer of the Strong City Preservation Alliance. One of the highlights of the Preservation Alliance's community schedule is coming up this weekend.
Kay, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing well here so far. So how excited are you to bring the Black Tie Affair back to the community calendar here this weekend?
We're pretty excited about this. It's our signature fundraiser for the year, and it's our fourth annual now. And it really brings in the dollars that we need that we can use to go towards hiring someone to write the grants that we can't write, and also to have the matching funds for those grants that get written. So it's a great opportunity for us, and everything's coming together pretty good, and so we're excited for it to happen.
Yeah, and you've made great progress so far on the historic Strong City Theater. We were talking with Justin Garr. Last week, we had some Match Day participants in, and the Strong City Preservation Alliance is a Match Day participant here this year, and talking about the progress that was made. So things are moving forward nicely, it sounds like, hey?
They really are. Justin Mallon with Evergreen has done the Heritage Trust Fund grant work on the lobby, and they're just finishing up that project, I think, this week. And so we'll have an open house for that on the 12th. But that's kind of been the jump start to us, is to get that lobby done so that we can show people that we're moving forward and we're getting things done and making things happen. So I hope that helps us. It boosts us, I guess, a little bit for Black Tie and for our Match Day money.
Indeed. Well, let's talk about the Black Tie Affair. And for folks that haven't gotten their tickets, what they can expect to take place here on Saturday.
Well, the doors open at 5 o'clock, and dinner has always been catered by Casa Ramos. They generously donate it to us, so you know you can't pass that up. Yeah. And then Kim Coslett and her friends, they'll have some live entertainment. Kim's great. And we'll have a live auction, some raffle items, 50-50 drawing, and just a good time.
And this will be in Strong City at the theater, right?
Actually, we'll be at St. Anthony's
okay.
Hall because of the construction that
yeah,
is
okay.
just finishing up. But tickets are $50 a piece, and like I said, it's just a great evening.
So how can we get our tickets, Kay?
You can get a hold of a board member. Check us out on Facebook. That will give you information. Give me a call, 620-794-4452. And someone will hook you right up.
Awesome.
Now, this is, you're deeming this, and you have in the past, a Black Tie Affair. So what exactly does that mean? One black tie and that's it? what's the official
there
dress code here?
You know, the dress code is very casual. Just, you need to have a black tie on. We wanted to give it a catchy name, and so it's the Black Tie Affair, but it's very casual. You just wear a black tie or something that simulates a black tie. Somebody wore a black zip tie around their neck last year, and that was hilarious. So we encourage creativity with this.
Gotcha. Well, maybe you can tell us here, Kay, just really how far along you've come with the theater and the renovations, kind of how long the process has gone and kind of where you were when you started.
Well, I'll tell you, when we started, the roof had collapsed. So that was around 2000, I believe. And so the group at the time, the Strong City Preservation Alliance group, they raised the funds to get and help get a grant to put the roof on. And then it just kind of was slow going. It was kind of doing the bake sale things, trying to get enough money to where you could really get some things going. Well, then we started the Black Tie Affair, and it has helped immensely. Once you can get those funds that kind of primes the pump to get you going, then things happen. But, you know, we've replaced the neon sign outside. We've put the coverings over the doors and the windows to make it look like what it will whenever it's finished. And just some things like that. We've cleaned it up. I think the guys from Justin Mallon's group, I think they said they had taken close to 7 tons of debris from the roof out of that lobby area just to get started on that. So, you know, we've removed a lot of stuff from in there.
Yes, moving along quite well, and boy, it's going to be really nice when it is all taken care of and back in play, the beautiful Strong City Theater, historic Strong City Theater, which I believe was built, was it 1900, Kay, I think?
Yes, 1900, okay. Yes.
Well, we encourage people to attend and support the Strong City Preservation Alliance, their fourth annual Black Tie Affair, coming up this Saturday, St. Anthony's Hall at 221 Elm Street. In Strong City, tickets are $50 and well worth it. Anything else we need to add here, Kay?
I think that'll do it. We hope to see everybody there.
Kay, we appreciate your time as always. Thanks.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, Kay Lauer joining us. Kay is the board president of the Strong City Preservation Alliance Board. With us here this morning, the fourth annual Black Tie Affair this Saturday, Strong City.
Yeah, make sure to attend that and also continue the fundraising efforts that the Strong City Preservation Alliance continues to do here for the 1900 Theater. Don't forget that coming up here in just a little bit, we'll have our monthly VA update. Again, we'll be talking about caregiver support matters, and we're starting to fill in the schedule for next week. Did want to let you know that we've already got Monday's main newsmaker interview slots, the one and the two, both taken care of. Tomorrow morning, we've got a couple of interviews coming in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be chatting with teachers and students for USD 252. The Big Honor Flight activities are coming up early next week. And we do have a Newsmaker 3 now as Susan Fahler discusses upcoming blood drives through the American Red Cross. So both of those interviews coming in the 8 o'clock hour following news tomorrow.
Thank you, Chuck. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area. For over 42 years, call Pete to 342-6272 today. State Farm agent Pete Euler. Good morning, it's 8:35.
At Bunge, their strength is in their partnerships between farmers and the global marketplace. So when it comes to navigating the soybean market, just know that they'll stand by you.